library up here.
What's going on in those libraries?
Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me this morning. I was in conversation with Mr. Baker and Mr. Lawson about the newest databases that have been purchased by the Department of Libraries, and Mr. Baker suggested that you all, I should share the information with you, so here I am. To kind of start things off, the word database is a librarian word. So I just wanted you to know it's actually just a comprehensive collection of about a single topic. We have one called EBSCOhost, which is over 2,000 magazines and journals. We have ProQuest, which is about 1,000 newspapers. Our new ones are a little different. These services have been available since midsummer, but we have had just a soft rollout because, of course, it is summer in Sussex, and the libraries are kind of inundated. So bear in mind that some of these initial results of usage that we have, it's with a soft rollout and not really an official launch, as they say. With the help of Mr. Guy over here, we should be having a press release within the next week or so go out, along with some vendor-provided promotional materials that the libraries can use to officially launch this. The first one is called Mango Languages. It is an online language learning program that is currently used by the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Ag, the Marines, the Coast Guard, the Air Force, and the Pentagon. It's also used at all different levels and all different types of schools. And additionally, there's about 85 million library users that use this. It's specifically designed to help a traveler or a job seeker or an ESL user, and English as a second language user, to very quickly and completely attain a conversational level of language ability, which kind of makes sense that the Marines would be involved, et cetera. Currently, and the number doesn't sound large, we have 78 people registered with this soft rollout. They've kind of found it themselves. But when you stop and think that they're taking on and learning a new language, it's really a pretty good number. Spanish, of course, has been the highest one, closely followed by Italian and French and German. It's interesting, it's worth noting that this is an English speaker's learning to speak Spanish and not the reverse. The inclusion of Haitian Creole has been really useful. When we were in Seaford, when Mr. Rinson and I were there at the Job Center launch at the Seaford Public Library, there were several business people there who said that should be really helpful for them, given some of the people who are applying for jobs there. So that's a plus. The second one is called Universal Class, and it provides online continuing education classes for anybody with a Sussex County Library Card. Companies, corporations, libraries, schools, individuals have used this program all over the world. They have a catalog of over 500 courses that they are growing all of the time. Ranges from accounting to health and medicine. They even have real estate classes. Test preparation, which has become really important for us in this economy. I gave you a list in your packet, a list of the top 25 classes and of the course registration. In just this few months that this has been up with no advertisement, we have over 200 people enrolled in 70 different classes. Self-motivated, this is all on their own, with some guidance from the library staff, of course. And it's, as you would expect, they're the self-improvement classes, such as, you know, digital photography or knitting, or the informational ones, Alzheimer's Disease 101. They have a lot of registration there, but the largest registration is under career advancement classes, things such as basic computing, computer troubleshooting, accounting, and really a large number in the medical and legal terminology section, where they learn transcription and that sort of thing. The really unique piece with Universal Class is that it's also a portfolio management service, and that means that as the people are taking these classes, it's not just tossed aside. They actually keep all of the accomplishments, and they actually award CEUs, which is continuing education units, for these classes and keep that on file for all of our library card holders. So what? People have said, so what? Well, I'm happy to say that higher education is starting to recognize life experience and continuing education in a non-traditional setting for actual college credit when a person decides to go to higher to pursue a higher education degree. Wilmington University has one called Prior Learning Assessment Program, where people who have worked in jobs a long time have experience, as well as people who have taken on their own these continuing education classes can actually get college credit so that they will be coming in with that already under their belt. Even Del Tech has something called Advanced Standing, which applies the same thing. So, you know, we're very actively helping Sussex Countyans to move their lives forward, and all they needed to have was a library card. So there it is. I get to tell you. It's one of those governmental moments when we can say that was really a good decision. And as we continue to track the return on the tax dollar investment at libraries, I will come back with more. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Any questions?
Thank you.
Are you able to serve the public that seems to need services of the libraries? Or are you...
Say that again?
Are you able to serve the people who seem to need service? In other words, are you able to serve the public, or do you have a problem where the libraries aren't big enough, or...
I'm glad you brought that up. First of all, I just received word, you know, one of the biggest issues in the statewide master plan was to have 1 square foot per capita for library size, okay, because we were statewide, we're so drastically undersized. For technology, they said that it wasn't going to take any room. It takes much more room than regular books. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sussex is now at 0.92. So we're leading in the state in terms of having trying to have that 1 square foot per person. The wonderful gift, really, in many ways, of the state picking up this technology infrastructure has us looking really good. So we have the technology, we have the buildings, mm-hmm, but we are incredibly understaffed. I mean, we're not outside of the economy, you know, as people are leaving, we're not able to replace them right now. Mm-hmm. But so I think that's part of why this self-motivated group, we're seeing those numbers. Mm-hmm. And our goal is to just kind of train one person to be available X number of days a week, kind of following this job center model. And if you get a chance to go to either the Georgetown Library or the Seaford Library to see those job centers, they have amazing employment resources there for our people as well.
Okay, so we're just understaffed is the only problem there.
It's staffing. Mm-hmm. Staffing. It's totally staffing. And, you know, and particularly given that we have this huge responsibility of technology, you know, we are the single point of free access to information and technology in most of the communities in Sussex. So the demand, the computers are never empty. The demand is huge, but at the same time, we still have, you know, story times need to be done, books mm-hmm need to be ordered and mm-hmm processed, and that sort of thing. Okay. Anything else?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
And not knock anybody over here. Thank you, Chip.
Mr. Izzo. South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility, Pump Station 30, improvements.
Good morning. I have a couple items on my agenda this morning. The first, as Mr. Vincent just mentioned, is in regards to South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility, Pump Station number 30. It's one of our largest pump stations. It's some 30 years old. We had recently bid out a force main improvement. This will improve the pump station itself. It serves approximately right now about 7,000 homes. At the end of this improvement, it will increase the capacity that we can handle up to 17,000 homes. It serves the Fenwick Island Sewer District, serves everything up and down Route 54. It serves Americana Bayside. It serves the new Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District. And we are close to capacity at the pump station. Then we also have concerns about its age and integrity. We opened up bids on October 19th. We had 6 different bidders. Our engineer's estimate was $4,059,000. However, the low bidder, Bering Construction Company, came in at $3,449,460, which continues this trend of very good bids being received in the current economic climate. And if there are no questions, I have a motion that I can read.
Please, sir. I'm sorry, Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Roughly, how much is that going to be per person that lives in that 7,000 units?
The 7,000.
Yes. How much will they have to pay?
Those folks, and I'm going to have to defer to Ms. Susie Webb, but I believe impact fees are going to, in growth, are going to finance most of
this. Yes, this project's financed by one half. Got a recovery zone economic development bond from the stimulus project two years ago, and one half is going to be funded by existing connection fees. So the part that we will be funding, the one half, which probably will be less than what's anticipated because of the bidding climate.
And rates won't go up for anybody.
And this is...
I'm not interested.
No, I don't anticipate rates.
I'm not interested in rate.
Oh.
My question was, how much per home is this? How much was it? How many million?
3.4 million.
3.4 million. How much per person is that going to cost? The 7,000 homes you say you have.
So I think if you do the math, it's about $500 per home if you spread it out over the 7,000 homes, Susie. That's existing homes.
Just on this contract, not the total project.
Yeah.
$2? You're saying there's 7 million homes?
There's approximately, and that was 2009. I haven't done a recount since 2009.
$493.
Under $500.
Based on 7,000.
Okay. That's just some question.
Yeah.
Okay, have you reached a motion, sir?
Be it moved based upon a recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Sussex County Project Number 09-17, South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility Pump Station 30 Improvements, be awarded to Bering Construction Company of Sudlersville, Maryland at the bid amount of $3,449,460, contingent upon the receipt of approval from the Rural Utility Service.
Entertain a motion from someone.
I'll make the motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second.
Second.
Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. Next item is for our Angola Sanitary Sewer District project. We had one contract where four pumping stations were being constructed by Howard Robson of Landisville, PA. Those four pump stations are now complete, and I am recommending the granting of substantial completion to that contract. And then I have a second motion to grant a balancing change order.
What is your first motion, sir?
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants in the County Engineering Department that Sussex County Council grants substantial completion effective September 20, 2011 for Sussex County Contract 09-21. Angola Next Sanitary Sewer District to Howard Robson Incorporated, and that final payment be made and any held retainage be released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract documents.
Is that your motion?
So, Mrs. Deaver, second. Mr. Cole, any questions on that motion?
I could ask what the final payment was, but that's...
Mr. Wilson has a question, sir.
I just wondered what the final payment was. You asked us the
we final held...
payment.
Yeah. Yeah, we hold back 5% retainage. So on a $2.4 million contract, 5% would be,
$120,000.
Yeah. So we hold back that money, and at the end of everything, we return it to the contractor.
More questions? I'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Your next motion, sir.
We also had a balancing change order. It's a credit in a result of $29,705 to the county. There's also a time extension of 118 days. Most of that time extension resulted from the residents in Angola by the Bay had requested that fencing be provided around the pump stations. Two pump stations were located in common land for the Homeowners Association. It's kind of wooded, and at first they thought landscaping would be sufficient, but after the pumping stations were constructed, they asked for the fencing to be added. That construction is still ongoing. As I speak, the pipeline's still being put in the ground, but Howard Robson was just putting in the pump station, so the time delay hasn't hurt anything. The other two pump stations came online in July when the main part of the district was started up. So if there aren't any questions, I have a motion that will grant a credit change order to the county while at the same time granting Howard Robson 118 days of extra time.
I'll introduce it.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second.
Yes.
Mr. Cole, any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mrs. Webb, grants.
Two grants today. Mason Dixon Woodworkers.
Where's that?
Is that a...
That is the toys for the needy at Christmas.
We have funded that before, have we not?
Yes, we have.
How did we do that?
We did $500 in total, $100 each.
I'll make that motion. We do that again.
Second, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $500, maybe $100 each councilmatic grant fund to Mason Dixon Woodworkers for toys for needy children at Christmas time. Question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Next.
And the next grant, Mount Joy Civic Association.
Now, the Reverend's here today. I don't know if you have any questions. He's here.
Are you the church? Who's is that? A previous grant?
I think it's.
Wait,
did we do that before?
No,
we did not do that before.
This is a new. This is a new request.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to come?
I think it's split between Sam and myself. The district, Mount Joy area.
Mount Joy. I don't go to Mount Joy.
No.
I ain't close.
Okay, and George and myself. Anyway, it's on the edge of my district. So.
Yeah, just if you'd like to, maybe.
What's the grant request for, Mrs. Webb?
The grant request is for the Make a Difference Day, which is a community event, and they're looking for their community event, food, barbecue, face painting, that anyone in the community and future youth can come over and participate in this event.
Okay.
Okay.
Did they ask for a
positive
amount?
Neighborhood community joined together.
If you want to give him a minute to tell us what Make a Difference Day is.
He's been waiting all day.
Yeah, well.
Sir, step right on down here, please.
You don't have any of them.
Give us your name and your address and tell us about this Make a Difference Day.
Yes, to President, Vice President, we here on this grant, we wanted to do something special for the kids in that neighborhood. Boss just coming into... being in the community for the grants and everything. We feel that if we could get something going for a face paint or maybe have a barbecue or something, invite the neighborhood in or even different people in so we can get more people to our meetings. We have a meeting on the fourth Monday night in every month to do projects for the communities and stuff, and we having a little problem in getting people to come to the meetings. So we feel if we could get have a day like that, invite the whole community in, and you know, my name is Reverend Fred Hopkins, by the way. I'm associate member at the St. John Baptist Church in Mount Joy. Been there for 20 some years. I've been in joined that church 22 years ago. I'm a reverend there for 12 years, and I feel that we need, and the president, Apostle Sturgis, we got together with the community leaders and said that we think that we could get some grants, and we had a girl from First State to write in, that we could get this community more closer together, and we could have a face painting day or barbecue or something, you know, just for the community, you know, and we needed some funds because of, you know, and that's why we asked for a grant to get some funds so we could bring everybody together and have a day of with the kids and, you know, face painting, let them eat. And, you know, we got a lot of older senior citizens in Mount Joy that, you know, that we try to help do projects for to fix the places up. And,
yeah,
you know, just different things that we need to do in that to grab our people together.
Sure.
Would $500 help for this event?
$500 would help. You know, but that's a start.
Okay, because I'll make a motion. I give $250, and Mrs. Deaver can give $250, and
I'll second that.
We'll get you $500 and get the thing off the ground.
Yes, and we appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have a motion, Mr. Cole, second Mrs. Deaver, to grant $500 to the Mount Joy Civic Association for community projects. That'd be $250 for Mr. Cole, $250 Mrs. Deaver. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Well, you will be receiving a letter back from the committee here, and we'll be reading here.
Certainly.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, sir.
For coming.
Thanks for coming down.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Introduction proposed zoning ordinance, Mr. Moore.
Yes, there's one, Mr. President.
is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a B1 neighborhood business district for a hot dog hamburger vendor to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, Delaware, containing 24,743 square feet, more or less. This was filed on behalf of Tim Elder.
I'll introduce it.
Do what?
Workman's Store.
Workman's Store, that's my district. I can't.
I'll introduce it.
Co-introduce it. Yeah.
And that was all.
That's it. Mr. Guy? Any additional business brought before council? I think we've got a couple of people.
That's my neighborhood.
There you go.
Right down the road.
What's your neighborhood?
Bobby Hemrick.
I'm related to those workmen.
Subject Sea Air Request.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Morning. In April of 2011, a letter was sent to the county administrator and county council from John Molitor, president of Sierra Village. It was a request for a legal interpretation of the county code pertaining to manufactured home communities on leased land. The letter was very specific, stating that what was required was a county attorney's interpretation, not one from Lawrence Lank. What was received after several months of reminders was a memo with Mr. Lank's views on the code. The citizens of this community, and Sussex County in general deserve an answer to questions pertaining to what governs their homes and their lives. I've come before you a number of times with this request, and to my knowledge, it has not been addressed. When will we get the answer that was requested over 6 months ago?
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Mr. John Walsh. Proposed ordinances / DENREC presentation.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. Good morning. Actually, what happened today here with the DENREC presentation flowed exactly into what I wanted to say anyhow. You heard about the plans of DENREC and what the ideas are for progressing and helping with the watershed program for the Chesapeake Bay. We're now well into the third year of no land use planner on county staff. The ordinance that has been suggested by Councilman Wilson concerning the performance bond, once again, my feeling is that a performance bond is to make sure that the old saying of your right stop at my nose remain in effect. The area of the code that's mentioned and specified in the proposed ordinance is inclusive of such things as roads, but also wastewater treatment, water, and other areas that don't just impact one person's land, but can impact the neighbors and even the entire Chesapeake Bay watershed, not to mention the Delaware Bay watershed. And once again, we have no planner. The idea of continuing this with no planner on staff and issuing ordinances concerning the use of land with no professional here, to me, makes no sense whatsoever. Thank you very much for your time.
Entertain a motion. Are there anything else from council?
No.
Entertain a motion to adjourn?
Yes, I'll make a
motion. Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take your vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Sure.